This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Kelvin Wong, Oanda's senior market analyst in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon over at my end and good morning to you, Johnny.
So after last week's roller coaster turbulence, almost unprecedented really in the history of global stock markets, we've started this week with a bit of a rally where you are in Asia and where I am in Europe, with stocks probably rebounding a bit after that announcement from the United States that there's going to be some tariff exemptions on some technical goods made with materials from China, like smartphones, you know, those sort of semiconductor linked goods. So that's better news, isn't it? But there's still a lot of uncertainty around, isn't there?
Precisely. So if you look at this situation right now over here, is that market is still in the flux right now. So I would say that if you take things one step at a time, yes, there could be a lot of intraday volatility here. So if you look at from the intermarket dynamics, yes, on one part of the asset class, we start to see a risk on behavior, especially on the major US stock indices futures. So in today's Asia session, the S&P 500 E-mini futures as well as the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures rallied by close to 1%. And as we are speaking right now, futures extended their gain to 1.3% to 1.5% respectively as we are speaking. So all riding on these cocktails about this potential temporary exemption on key electronic products, smartphones, as well as semiconductors related stuff from this U.S. reciprocal trade tariffs, especially against China, which has a highest rate of 125%. So market view this as kind of a lucky way of consolidation due to the fact that Apple and Nvidia has significant production, either directly or indirectly or in terms of revenue flow out from China. So that has a kind of a positive feedback loop into the major US stock indices, the futures market in early to this Asia session, and it starts to spread out to the rest of the major US, a major European stock indices as well, as we are speaking, and also the major benchmark Asia stock indices, where the Nikkei 225, which is the Japan benchmark, closed at 1.2%, and the Hang Seng rallied up by 2.4%. But what's interesting over here is that other asset classes is not enjoying this risk on behavior as being depicted right now in the major benchmark stock indices, both in Europe and in Asia, and as well as the US S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures. The gold price, interestingly, managed to remain rather firm in today's Asia session, and also as we are speaking right now. So they're only down by negative 0.5%, and they are still holding on above last Friday US session intraday low at 3,211 for the XAU/USD. And on top of this, what's interesting over here is that the dollar continues to actually slide as well, especially against the safe haven currency, which is the yen. All right, the yen over here. So we're talking about the overall the dollar index now has weakened to a pace of close to October low. And interestingly, the euro dollar has started to continue to rally in the last 3 days after a major bullish breakout seen on last Friday, hitting close to about a 3-year high right now. So right now, what we could see is that the markets, based on intermarket dynamics, doesn't really tell us that it's a full risk on yet, because do not forget over here is that Trump himself on yesterday, which is Sunday, he did mention that over a social media tweet stating that this particular exemption of smartphones, computers parts, semiconductor related products is only temporary. They will actually be moved into a different bucket. They call it sectorial tariffs, cover a wider scope about wider scope of electronics products that could be announced later. And right now, who knows what is the tariff rate will be. So, but it seems to us that the stock market participants are anticipating China will get a lower tariff rate of 125%. But who knows if Trump's wake up to the wrong side of the bed, he may actually impose a higher tariff more than what market has anticipated. And that will be a different story again.
Yeah, as you said, he said he's going to provide an update later today about the approach, for instance, on duties on things like semiconductors. And as you said, he said that these tariff exemptions for smartphones and other tech products are going to be short-lived. In fact, he actually said, quote, unquote, nobody is getting off the hook for unfair trade balances. And we've had officials from Beijing call on Trump to completely cancel those tariffs, which are currently at a whopping greater 145%. And all of this uncertainty has caused all these back and forth swings in global financial markets that must have exhausted you. It certainly exhausted me last week, Kelvin. Indeed, we've got President Xi. He's on a tour of Southeast Asia today. We often talk about the oldest cliche in the book of uncertainty. It's the uncertainty that markets hate more than ever. And I cannot remember a time where it's been more uncertain than this. And it's not because of an external event like a war or a global financial crisis. It's all down to what's going in the mind, in the head of one man.
Yes, precisely. So it all boils down to the way things are being implemented in the US. And it seems to us that there could be a risk that President Trump himself, the way he does things, especially on this trade tariff implementation front, where US may start to lose its status as trusted or as a kind of an anchored developed nation where the whole world could look up to in terms of uncertainty. So something to bear in mind for. And that has started to see the US dollar losing its appeal in the last 4 weeks, where the dollar index has now starts to plunge close to October low. And we'll be watching very closely how the euro dollar perform, given the fact that the euro dollar is the heaviest, biggest component currency in the US dollar index, where market participants view it as a barometer of dollar strength or dollar weakness going forward. And also on top of this week, other than trade tariffs related news flow, market participants will be watching very closely because this will be a hectic week as well before the Easter break. We have a couple of across different geopolitical region key economic data to touch on. So coming on 16th of April, which is this Wednesday, China will release its Q1 GDP data, industrial production, retail sales, and as well as housing price index. So market participants will be viewing, is there any stabilization in these key economic metrics of China to actually start to see whether the previous round of verbal intervention in terms of giving more hints that more physical stimulus will come into play, and previous past physical stimulus that has really been implemented in the last 3 months, has it starts to trigger down into the real Chinese economy to negate this deflationary risk spiral, especially in this ongoing China-US trade hostility that's going to play out in the coming quarter. And up next, we do have Fed Chair Powell's speech as well. So Fed Chair Powell's speech will be speaking in a public conference where very likely he will start to actually mention about the state of the US economy. So that will come in Singapore time, that's 1:30 a.m. On Thursday, 17th of April, 1:30 a.m. Singapore time. So that's Fed Chair Powell's public speech. So market participants will be having a clue about what's the thinking in the mindset of the Fed Chair, especially given the kind of roller coaster implementation of trade tariffs. And based on the CME FedWatch 2, for sure, the month of May, which is the next FOMC meeting, the outcome, market is looking at a stampede where the Fed funds rate will be at 4.25%. But going down the road, market is still expecting a rather dovish Fed. 2 weeks ago, there are total penciled in of 4 interest rate cut before 2025 ends. So that is 2 times more than the last dot plot that was released in the previous meeting. And this has been reduced after last Friday, higher than expected inflationary expectation from the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. So that has been reduced to 3. So market participants now in the Fed Funds futures are looking at only 3 rate cuts by the Fed before 2025 ends of 25 basis points each. So that could be still rather aggressive in terms of the pricing of the Fed funds futures market, and that could change after Powell's speech on the 17th of April at 1:30 a.m. Singapore time. And do not forget, we do have a central bank meeting as well. ECB will be meeting on the Thursday, followed by its press conference by ECB President Lagarde. So market is looking for another 25 basis point cut by ECB. And for that, market participants will be hearing ECB guidance, and especially during the press conference by ECB President Lagarde. Are we yet at the tail end of this interest rate cut cycle in Eurozone? Let's not forget over here is that the new Germany government has now pledged to actually have a much more aggressive physical stimulus stance by an increase in infrastructure and defense spending in Germany. So that could actually allow ECB earlier dovish monetary policy to take a back seat, where the more aggressive fiscal stimulus out from the new German government may actually be in force right now to actually take up the slack. Last but not least, right, do not forget this week is still a week about US Q1 earnings season. Okay, it's the second. Is the what I call the heavy part of it, which just kick-started unofficial last week. So this week we do have Goldman Sachs, which should be reporting pretty soon today as well before the start of the US session. And tomorrow before the start of the US session, we have Bank of America and Citigroup, and followed by Thursday before the start of the US session, you have United Health, which is the highest weightage component stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Then thereafter, we have a heavy weighted NASDAQ 100 component stock. Netflix will report on Thursday, 17th of April, after the close of the US session.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kelvin. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you again very soon.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.